Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Western and Southern Financial Group. Put our financial strength behind you. Visit westernsouthern.com. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome in to another edition of the Jim Day Podcast. How we hanging out there, people? You know, this world, life sometimes can be vicious. Baseball, professional baseball particularly, can be vicious. And we're getting a big old dose of that right now. But, you know, you just got to roll on and hang in there. And regardless, yours truly, very blessed. So we roll on with this podcast, and nothing will stop us from attempting to have interesting content. And we've got some more of that today with Jonathan India, who really took the baseball world by storm, just hit the ground running, so much so that he was your National League Rookie of the Year a season ago with the flowing locks, a likable personality, and he's just a good dude to be around. Now, I will say this, that this was recorded prior to his hamstring injury, in which he's now back on the injured list with. So we will not discuss that, obviously, but discuss many topics away from the baseball field, on the baseball field. So hope you enjoy it. It is your reigning National League Rookie of the Year, Jonathan India, here on the Jim Day Podcast. Jonathan India, welcome back to the Jim Day Podcast.
Woohoo, I'm excited to be back. It was a fun one last year.
Well, I don't think we did it face-to-face.
No, we didn't.
We were on the phone, and you were with
Arizona.
It was,
playing Arizona.
Yeah.
Sonny Gray was in there.
Yeah. You had some people in the background that were.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
But it's very nice to be doing these face-to-face again. I mean, oh my goodness. I don't know if you're glad if the media's back in the clubhouse, but I am so glad. It's so much easier. Did you like the Zooms?
No, I mean, Zooms were a little tough to hear sometimes.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the audio, but I mean, I'd rather have, you know, face-to-face.
Yeah.
It's easier to talk to people like that, you know? You just having better interviews and just say some more stuff. But I'm excited.
Well, you are a popular dude and very much requested to be a guest on this podcast. It's Votto and you. We've already recorded Votto, so thank goodness we have you. But the popularity was not last year. Was it overwhelming at times, or is it a good thing? Because you became popular like overnight.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. I mean, I try to never, you know, really think about, you know, the outside noise, you know, being, you know, a fan favorite or any of that stuff. You know, it's all good and all, but to me, you know, I just go out there and play. You know, I try to stay away from all that noise and you know, really, you know, try to live up to that, you know, the name. It's just not my personality. I just let my play do the talking and focus on what I have to do, you know, to honestly keep my job.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I do feel, you know, honored to be, you know, a fan favorite now. And I'm excited to, you know, have my second year under my belt now and go out there and play some ball.
Yeah. Now, you obviously, they love your talents and they love a leadoff hitter and they love a hustler and they love a young, hungry player. But you also have this mystique of your hair.
Yeah, the hair.
Now, the hair. Do you get tired of this? because we point it out all the time. We're on the air all the time. We've got 3 or 4 hours to fill, and inevitably we're
going to... It's an easy topic to talk about.
It's very easy. It's just right there.
Yeah, it's a lot of it this year, too.
The flow is always, bouncing, and so do you grow tired of that, or do you embrace it?
I embrace it. I love the flow. I do love my hair, but I need to trim it. I need a time little trim. Well, 3-4 inches maybe.
Well, this was breaking news. You trimmed it in the off season, right?
I did. Maybe an inch or two.
The split ends is what
split ends. Like, I had to cut the ends off.
I've had this problem all my life,
yeah,
Jonathan.
I can tell. No, but I my hair is way too long right now. My father texts me all the time in spring training.
Oh, really?
This whole spring training, he's like, dude, you gotta cut your hair, man. It's getting way too long. So, I mean, I'm only gonna cut 3 inches at most. Just, get the, little feel back. It is long, though. It's the longest I've ever had it.
Your dad can be an intimidating dude.
Yeah, right.
I look at some of the old pictures of
Mr.
World. Was
Mr. World.
Mr. World.
84, 85.
How about that?
He was a beast.
Did you ever, drop it on anyone? Hey, listen, my dad's Mr. World.
I've never done that, no. I let him do the talking for that.
So he wants you to cut it?
Yeah, he's been texting me. He goes, dude, I mean, it's just in your face. It's way too long. I agree. Honestly, it's getting pretty hot out here with this hair too. So
yeah, wow. So you also got the thick hair too. So
it's a lot.
It's
a lot. Yeah.
I have thick hair. If I grew it out as long as you, it would grow as much sideways as it would.
My hair gets very, it's a lot of hair. It's like a lion's mane. Honestly, that's how I describe it.
Now, your guy Kyle Farmer,
Farm Dog,
was trying to get you a sponsorship deal.
Yeah, the Head and Shoulders deal. See, that's a good teammate.
It is
a good
teammate.
Counterpart. The shortstop's looking out for me.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, I love that. Actually, he should get one too. He's got flow.
He's got
the flow.
Although, if you ask him, he's like, I'm losing it on top.
Yeah,
so
that's easy.
I'm holding on to whatever
I've
got.
That's what he says. Yeah. Looks great in the baseball hat, though.
Oh, yeah. No,
he looks great in the baseball
solid
hat.
In a baseball hat. Yeah. He also wants to get your hair insured.
Yeah,
he
that's
dropped
another
on,
thing.
He dropped that on you the other day.
I would have to look into that. Some coverages on that, huh? That'd be pretty funny.
I like to take a camera everywhere. We need to go with you to get a haircut.
Imagine
is that too private of an event for?
We should do that. I mean, where should we do that though?
You name it,
yeah,
I'll be
right?
there.
I don't know.
You
maybe,
name
maybe
it,
in
I'll
Cincinnati
be there.
We'll do it.
You name it, I'll be.
Maybe
there.
I'll keep it. Keep the hair for Atlanta, and then once we go to Cincinnati, there's a little spot in the city I get my hair cut at.
Yeah.
Maybe we do that.
Yeah.
That'll be funny.
All right, I'm gonna be bugging you for that.
All right.
Now, as I look at you, and this was the first reaction I had when I saw you this spring, like, man, that dude's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, some guys show up, you're like, might have mixed in a salad there in the off season.
Yeah, he's doing it.
You should maybe mix in a salad, but this is good weight. You put on 15 pounds. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I made it a point this off season to just, become, get stronger, put more muscle on, and come in heavy. So I could just, because I lose weight. I lose weight faster in the year. And I experienced last year, at the end of the year, I was, down to, not a good weight I want to be at, not my playing weight. So I came in, heavier, and I just focused a lot this offseason on, building good muscle around my body, and, spent a lot of the offseason with Cassianos. Mm-hmm. We ate good foods together, and we worked out really hard together. So it was a good offseason overall.
Now, I was impressed last year because, you were having success, but you weren't necessarily hitting the ball out of the ballpark, which in the leadoff spot really isn't your job. But in power, pop at the top is part of the bonus plan.
Right.
But you stuck with the philosophy of I'm going to hit line drives and the home runs will come. And in today's baseball, that is so hard to stick with because you've got people in your ear. You need to hit,
homers.
Runs. Do you have a goal, though? I know you still want to hit line drive, but to hit more home runs, is that?
Oh, well, I mean, I never have goals like on numbers I want to set. But I know there's more homers in me for sure. Like, I hit, 15 out of my 21 last year in the second half.
Yeah.
So I definitely found the stroke in the second half. So, I mean, coming in this year, a little bit more confident and, playing with a year under my belt. So I feel like, I'll find my stroke, in the beginning of the year and, just, play the game I know how to play and the homers will come. mm-hmm. Maybe hit more. So, you know, I'm excited to see.
What about stolen bases? Is that something
that's the thing I want to do.
Is that what you
That's part of my game a lot.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate. Last year, I had an ankle injury that I played through. Just like twisted my ankle, and I was never really fully 100% to steal bases. So, you know, what I managed to get 13 or something last year.
Yeah.
I think I can get 20, you know, around that range. So
that would be fantastic.
No doubt.
Now, last year, I mean, you were just, and to your credit, you never wanted to talk about it because people look at it as an excuse or whatever, but you were beat up. I mean, you were so beat up. I'm like, people would ask me, what's bothering him? I'm like, what's not? I mean, what, you had an ankle, you had
shoulder,
shoulder.
Hit by pitches a bunch. You know,
I mean, I mean, why do you think you get hit by so many pitches?
That's a good question. You gotta ask the pitchers. I don't know if I stand too close. I don't know what it is. I think pitchers just try to go inside on me.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want me to get extended. But, yeah, no, last year was tough with all those, you know, little – injuries here and there, you know, nothing that really serious, you know, honestly, not serious at all, but
well, the shoulder was a it was much, wasn't it?
It made it hurt, but
yeah,
it was never, you gotta get surgery, you gotta do this. I never had to do any of that, so the shoulder is fine, you know, the shoulder's fine now. There's a bunch of nagging stuff that, you know, is just annoying at that point. But yeah, it's it was my first full year in the big leagues, you know, I was experiencing stuff I never experienced. So, and I played 150 games, so I've never done that. My body's never been through that.
Yeah.
So now I know how to manage it a little bit better and take care of myself more.
That's great. Now, I hate to backtrack, but I'm going to backtrack one moment here. How long does it take you to learn to do the man bun thing with the hair? Because
honestly,
it looks like you know what you're doing there.
Oh, honestly. I know what I'm, I've had long hair. Honestly, I've had long hair since high school.
Really? The hair care has to. How long does it take to wash that mane?
I washed it today, this morning, actually. You know, it takes a good 15 minutes to do, you know, both shampoo, conditioner. It's just a lot, you know, a lot of hair. You know,
it's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, I got to keep the conditioner in for 5 minutes, you know, do that. There's a lot of, you know, hair products I've used. It's just so hard to stick with one. But I definitely, you know, dabble in all the hair product industry. So
wow. So, see, we do need a sponsorship. Yeah. Here, you know?
I'm trying to take care of my hair as much as possible. Yeah. So.
All right. We're going to have to get on the agent here to get this hair care.
Hair care.
Hair care products. We got to get that going. Now, this off season, you're a fascinating guy to me. You seem like you can't sit around. You seem like you're on the go, and I'm just, this is from afar on social media, but it just seems like you're doing something different every day.
Yeah, you know,
not maybe different, but just a lot of different things.
Yeah, I am I don't really like, you know, sitting around in the off season. You know, I kind of like explore a little. Yeah. You know, go on vacations, do this, do that. You know, my girlfriend's a big part of that. She loves to travel, so. And she's adventurous, so she's definitely helped me, you know, open up, like, to that side of me. But, yeah, we went to St. Lucia this offseason, which was, you know, I'm definitely going to go back. It was an unbelievable experience.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was incredible.
Yeah.
You went to the Super Bowl. You know, we did a lot. We traveled a lot around Florida and, you know, went to California a couple of times. And so it was fun. It was a fun offseason overall. And so, you know, a lot of, you know, new memories I made for sure. Yeah.
Mix some golf in there. I know you.
Oh, a lot of golfing. I was golfing.
What's the handicap? Are you good?
I don't. I'm not great. You know, the best I shot was at 79.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but that's once. You know, once out of how many times? Thousands of times I've played. You know, I'll average like an 85, you know, 45.
What's the downfall of the game? What do you need to work on? Most baseball players I know can hit it a country mile,
but you just don't
know where it's going.
Exactly. The driver is my kryptonite.
It's mine, too, and it should be the easiest shots on the tee.
Right.
It's on the tee.
I don't know. The swing speed is not so hard.
You don't hit the fairway. You don't get off the tee. You're just struggling.
Other than that, I mean, I'm average overall.
No.
And I'll play. I'll stick around, but nothing spectacular.
Now, this is the same I'm getting personal here, but same girlfriend that you grew up near, right?
Yes, yeah, we grew up next to each other.
Fingers crossed. I'm like, oh, dude.
Yeah, imagine.
No, that's the last girlfriend.
No, we went to elementary school. We were actually in a kindergarten or first grade or second grade. One of those class, we were in the same class.
That's crazy.
It was crazy, you know. We probably knew each other, but we don't remember. But yeah, you know, we kind of met again, and we knew each other through high school and stuff. We never dated. We met each other in college again. You know, just were friends, you know, just hanging out and, you know, started dating after college. And it was the right decision for us, you know.
That's wild. You grow up so near each other and even in the same class, never knew each other, and here you are.
It's crazy. It comes all the way around, you know.
It really is.
It's an unbelievable, you know, kind of twist of events, but, you know, we're happy and where we're at, so.
Now, who spends the longer on their hair, her or you?
Honestly, me. I'm like
Are
a chick.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm like a chick with my hair, man. You can ask her. She makes fun of me sometimes. She's always telling me, like, oh, you take so long to get ready. I'm like, I got to do what I got to do, you know?
She's getting on you.
Yeah, right?
I love that, actually. Yeah. I love that. Here we are in 2022.
There we are.
Welcome to it. That is beautiful. He takes longer to get ready than his girlfriend. I love learning things like this. And we'll learn much more about Jonathan India, including that off-season being a Bengals fan. That and more coming up.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Life can throw a lot at us, but through all the ups and downs, your financial future will be ever gentle on your mind with Weston and Southern. From life insurance to investments, our one-on-one guidance is customized for your needs today and in the future. Western and Southern, life insurance, retirement, and investments. Visit westernsouthern.com/restassured to get started today.
Ever smiling, never gentle on my mind.
Jim Day here. I've teamed up with Swift to talk about my favorite seasons, baseball and grilling, America's pastimes, where people come together to talk, to laugh, to revel in the joyous chaos of family and the shared love of these beautiful words.
Play ball!
And let's eat! This baseball season, ask for Swift Meats at your local grocer.
Good food, good moments, one great meal. Come together with Swift.
What would be a normal day in the off season? Besides, let's say you're not traveling, let's say you're not golfing, you're just hanging out. What's you watching TV, music? You into? Are you a video game guy?
I used to be, not anymore. For the past year, I haven't really played. But for me, I mean, I do my daily routine in the morning. You know, I'll go wake up. You know, wake up around 6 a.m. Go to the gym at 7. You know, 7 to 9 working out. Then I go to the fields with Casty. We hit field. We do everything. We're there till 12. Then we go eat, and then I'm home at 1:32, and then. Just relax. There's nothing else, you know, really else I do. I just relax. If I'm not traveling or anything, I'm just chilling at home, you know, just watching TV or something.
What's the musical taste?
Music. I like a lot of, I like rap, EDM, country. I'm a mix of everything.
Just
like,
the mood?
Oh, it just depends on the mood. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Same way, exactly. What about apps on the phone? What are the apps I can find you
apps.
On?
I mean, I do have Instagram, Twitter. But you know, I'm distancing myself a little bit from all these apps. I'm kind of the whole iPhone aspect. I'm not on it as much as I was, you know, growing up and stuff. I don't know what it is with me now. I do post. I still do keep up with people and everything, but checking it like I usually did, like throughout my day.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram and Twitter. You know, together probably an hour a day.
Yeah,
and I try to keep it at that. I don't know. It's just kind of growing away from it, but I'm still on it for sure.
Well, this is interesting. The young Jonathan India getting away from his phone and social media. Joey Votto
is getting on.
Is getting
so
on.
Me and Joey.
What's going on?
So Joey was like, "You can't leave me, man."
He said that.
Yeah, and I was like, "Listen, I'm not leaving. Don't worry, I'm not gonna leave Instagram.
Really,
I'm not gonna
that.
Leave Twitter. I'm gonna stay. I'm just not on it as much as I was.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely gonna stay on it. You know, and I definitely want to do some content with Joey.
How about him?
He's a TikToker too.
He doesn't do anything half. You know what? He's all
he's
in.
All in.
When he makes
that.
A decision, he's all in.
Yeah, and
he's
no, he like we actually have some coming up.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not gonna say much, but me and him are, you know, kind of thinking of ideas.
Ooh.
to do. So we have a thing coming up. We might put out there, but it's nothing. It's set in stone yet. But you know, I gotta talk to him more about it.
He's like asking me, you edit videos? I need an editor.
He needs an editor.
I'm like, oh, he's serious.
Yeah, he's in it. He's got people, you know, editing. He's got people coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
So it's pretty sick. It's pretty serious. I like it. If you want to go full out Instagram, you got to do what he's doing.
Yeah. You know? No, he's up the game, and now everyone else is like, oh, you know. You can't just post a little video or a little.
Right. You got to go with the route he's going if you want to be, you know, an influencer.
So you and Votto on Instagram and TikTok doing some material. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah,
it's happening.
We're gonna come up with something. So you'll see. It's in the works.
That's great. I've asked you about this before, but let's go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Love flowers.
I
so do. How was the flower game this offseason?
I do. I mean, so I did have some more orchids I picked up, and there's an orchid farm near my house back home. You know, but I wasn't like fully going out every weekend finding flowers, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, I have some in my backyard, which is, you know, I think I posted on my Instagram story, about a month ago, all my orchids. I have about 13 now. You know, they're hard to, you know, they're a lot to maintain.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of keep it small. I don't get a bunch at a time, and you know, then one dies. I have to figure, you know, it's just like I just try to keep a small amount, and you know, like it's kind of a group effort though. Me, my girlfriend, my mom, we all take care of them.
Really?
Yeah. So, it's a pretty cool little hobby that I do.
What about in Cincinnati when you?
Oh yeah, the ones I had. So, Daniela, my girlfriend, actually posted on her story the flowers that we had in our apartment. And I was like, oh, I mean, what do we, she's like, what do we do with them? Like, we're leaving. And I'm like, you know, just, you know, leave them or something. I just didn't know what to do. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to post it on my story and leave them on the roof of the apartment. Someone will pick them up. And someone actually came and picked them up and
really?
Took care of them for us. Yeah. Yeah. They came to our apartment and took care
so
of them.
So they knew they were yours.
Yeah.
Though, right?
So she posted saying, this is Jonathan and his flowers. Like, we don't want to, you know, throw them away. So if you want to come take care of them. You know, here it is. They're free. Take them. And someone actually picked them up.
Wow.
So she knows more about it. She stayed in contact with the girl that picked them up. So I got to ask her how those are doing.
That's a pretty good story where she's like, you know, I'm taking care of Jonathan and his flowers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, yeah. It is.
No, really.
Yeah, the others are mine. I had four orchids.
So orchids are your favorite.
That's really all I get. I haven't really dabbled into the other flowers, but, you know, I think sunflowers are beautiful. I mean, all flowers are pretty. I just love orchids, though. They're just so unique. You know, they're just, the characteristics about them are just unbelievable.
So what draws you to, let's get to the root of this. What draws you to flowers?
That's a weird, you know, it's, my mother was a big time, my mother and my grandmother
mm-hmm.
loved orchids growing up. And since I was a baby and I was always around them. My mom had like an orchid little garden in the back of our home growing up. So, like, she would always take me outside, and, you know, I remember as a young kid, like, seeing these orchids and, like, you know, looking at them, like, wow, they're so colorful, you know, and she would always take care of them, like, they were her babies. So, you know, just growing up around them and seeing them and just finding the beauty in them, it was just, like, you know, I really just stuck with me, you know, I just, you know, kept on kind of the tradition a little bit, if you'd say. So, you know, I'll definitely have some flowers this year, for sure, in Cincinnati.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And a lot of people, you know, it's a different world nowadays, but,
yeah.
You know, when I was younger, if I said that I liked flowers, they would be like, what?
Well, my dad still
says.
Which
I think is cool.
My dad's always like, you like flowers, dude? Really?
See, that's what I'm talking about. His time,
it was like, you don't like flowers, you play sport, you know? Yeah. It's like, but he understands.
Who doesn't like looking at a flower and the beauty of just it growing from nothing, from a seed
to nothing
to something?
Exactly.
And it's a living organism, and it's just, you know,
and
who wouldn't
just,
like that?
Yeah, it's a beauty of its own, so, you know, I dig it.
I'm glad of the changing world in this aspect, where you can, you know, you can be the Jonathan India, the rugged baseball player who likes flowers.
It has a soft side, for sure. For sure.
No doubt. This offseason again. I know you went to St. Lucia, which was probably on top of the list, but Super Bowl. Now, you made a lot of friends by, I don't want to say jumping on the Bengals bandwagon, but a lot of people did.
Yeah,
it's you. You know, you're a Cincinnati guy now, so you're supporting the
city, for sure.
The city, supporting the city. What was the experience like for you?
No, it was incredible. You know, once I saw that, you know, they were making a run.
Yeah.
And And that they made it to the first playoff game, you know, what was it, 30 years or
yeah.
or first win in 30 years of playoff game. I was like, I need to go. You know, I need to be there for that. That's probably such a cool moment of Cincinnati. And just from playing in Cincinnati the year before and seeing the atmosphere it brings to sports, I'm thinking, like, that's an unbelievable feeling. So I want to be a part of it. So, you know, I went, and it was, you know, one of the coolest moments ever. They announced me on the Jumbotron. And,
yeah.
And the stadium went wild. It was freezing, but you know the
for a South
it
Florida
was freezing, guy. Man. But no, that was such a cool moment though to see them win and be a part of it.
Yeah. And then the Super Bowl, you decided I gotta go.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, Bengals go to the Super Bowl. That's me and actually Stevenson went.
Yeah.
So we both showed out for the city and
right.
You know what a game. We had great seats and that was an incredible game. You know, I thought they should have won, but a couple holding calls and here and there, you know. Didn't go their way. So, yeah. What an unbelievable game, an unbelievable run for the Bengals. And, you know, they're going to have a good team in the years coming.
Well, you went a little semi-viral with the video of you and the young man.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Patrick. Kinnan, yeah.
Yeah. That you interacted with. And I just thought it was really cool.
Yes. He was, you know, it's. You know, I was just in a tailgate at the Bengal Gym's tailgate, you know, just meeting people and, you know, just trying to, you know, enjoy a tailgate and be friends with people, you know, not trying to be like a baseball player or celebrity or anything. But this kid just came up. Patrick came up to me and was, you know, shaking. You know, he was like, I could tell he was really a big fan. And, you know, he told me what was going on with him. You know, he had autism or has autism and has a congenital heart disease, which didn't allow him to play baseball. So that kind of got to me and I was like, damn, man, like, I feel for you. That's, you know, that's very sad. And so his way of showing love to the game is following us. You know, he knows everything about my stats. He knew everything. So it was pretty cool to hear that he really cared about the Reds and cared about baseball that much to be that way. Mm-hmm. So I just decided, you know, that meant a lot to me and I wanted to get him, you know, tickets to opening day in Cincinnati this year. So
you realize at a young age of how, even if you spend 5 minutes, couple minutes, 10 minutes with someone, how that could make their year, in some ways make their life. He's always going to talk about this. You seem to realize the impact you can have.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of guys use platforms for different ways, you know. I just feel like if you're in a position of, you know, that people know who you are and you're kind of an influencer to a city or a team, it's, for me, I want to give back to those people. You know, the people that really, you know, care about me. And I could tell they're really genuine. Like that kid, Patrick, was, you know, was in tears when he met me. And I was like, that's not normal, you know. You know, for someone to be that, you know, kind of like, he loved it, the sport of baseball and loved the Reds. So I just felt for him. And, you know, it meant a lot to me.
Well, it meant a lot to him. It meant a lot to a lot of people, and I'm hoping that you can do a lot more of that in the future.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That's my plan.
Another quick timeout. Keep it right there. Back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have never asked you about your tattoos.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of them.
Are those fair game?
Hey,
what's
ahead.
That one say?
This one says, move through fear. Climb beyond the darkness. It's deep. It's pretty deep.
That's very deep.
So, to be honest with you, I was drinking a bottle of wine, and I found it on the cork of the bottle of wine I was drinking.
Really?
This was a couple years ago. Yeah. And you know, I was with my girlfriend and she was like, oh, look at this. This is pretty cool. And I was like, yeah. And once I read it, I was like, this means everything, you know, everything in life, you know, is a struggle. Life is a struggle to get where you're at. So it says move through fear. So you move through all the fears you have in life to get to the point where you want to be. And I got to where I want to be. You know, I'm not completely satisfied where I'm at, but,
yeah,
you know, I went through a lot to get where I'm at. So, you know, it just spoke volumes to me, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to put this on my body. It goes with every tattoo I have. You know, every tattoo means something, and they
you
all
got
mean
the
more.
Full sleeve on the left arm.
Yeah, that was...
There's some flowers in there.
Yeah, these are roses.
Roses?
The roses are, you know, another good flower my mother loves.
Man, whoever did that work is really good.
Yeah, he's really good dude.
Goodness.
It took 4 years of it, so, you know, have family incorporated, family, everything revolves around the family, mm-hmm. and then the anchor... And what me family holds me down, because you know the anchor, you know,
right?
So, you know.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't even notice the anchor.
Yeah. So it's overall, it's, I love how it came out. This is my dad's favorite quote. He says, "No stone unturned." Wow. You never leave stone. You know,
yeah.
No regrets, basically, in life.
What a great reminder.
Yep. And then like, this is me. I'm a lion.
There's the lion.
There's the lion.
Man, that's good work.
That's
right
my
there.
Spirit animal.
Why the lion is your spirit animal?
That's just because the lion is the king of the jungle. I just go after everything like I'm, you know, the king of the jungle. Like I want to win. I'm competitive when I play. You know, I'm not cocky. I'm not showing emotion fully. You know, I'm not, you know, in your face kind of type of way. But inside, I'm out there to win no matter what. You know, and whatever it takes. So I look at it as a lion. You know.
Yeah.
You know, being the king of the jungle.
Well, with the hair, some people have said you.
Right, the lion's mane.
You got the lion's mane, man.
So there you go. It's fitting. Right in. It's very fitting.
No hey, doubt. You mentioned Tyler Stevenson. Now, I didn't know you guys are roomies. What a good dude he is.
Oh, he's awesome.
I mean,
humble
just
guy.
Salt of the earth, man.
Oh, he's humble, quiet guy, you know.
Yeah.
Very, you know, genuine. He'll help you with anything.
Yeah.
Talk to you about anything. So he was a hell of a teammate. I'm glad I came up with him as a rookie last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're pretty close friends. So
wow, see, I did not know this. What this is good because they're looking at you and Tyler as really the anchors of what's going to happen in the future, and that you guys are close. That that could go a long
That's
way.
Good. Yeah, no, it's for sure good for us. You know that we get to build something mm-hmm. together. But you know, we're very similar the way we play. We like to, you know, go out and just play our game. We're very confident in our games. We kind of, you know. We don't get very emotional. We don't get very upset with stuff. We're just mm-hmm. there to play and to win no matter what. And that's how he plays. So it's pretty cool that we have a similar playing style.
Yeah. And he needs to, you know, he's a quiet guy, but he seems like with the pitchers, he could step up when he needs to and be stern, right?
Yeah, of course. He's a leader.
Yeah.
And he's got the leading quality. So it'll be exciting to see him behind the dish most of this year and, you know, him being the number one catcher. So, I'm excited to see how it goes for him.
Do you think you have the leadership qualities? Are you more of a leader by example? Or
yeah, I mean, I have qualities for sure. I was a leader in my college team, mm-hmm. my high school teams.
Right.
I definitely can lead, you know, a team. I do more on it on the field. You know, I'm not much of a get together and let's do this. I'm not much of a talker like that. But
yeah.
You know, if it needs something needs to be said, you know, I'm not afraid to, you know, get a group together and say something. But I'll definitely do more of the leading on the field for sure.
What motivates you?
Motivation. I mean, that a lot of things motivate me in this game. You know, to be the best, obviously. You know, you see guys at the top now, and you see what they're doing, and you know the faces of baseball. It's like I want to be that. I want to be that guy. And then also, you know, providing for my family. You know, as I get older in this game, I'm gonna have a family and. You know, I got to do, you know, what I got to do to mm-hmm. provide. And so that's a big motivation, you know, for me now and in the future is to always provide for the family.
Putting baseball aside, what motivates you as a person beyond providing for the family?
Putting baseball aside, I mean, it's just, I mean, being a good person over day in and day out, no matter what, you know, no matter how the games went the night before, mm-hmm. no matter what is going on in my life. I always try to have a smile on my face, you know, and to be a good person. So I try to, you know, just come up with a great attitude no matter what. Every day, you know, waking up, and saying, you know, it's another day to be great.
Last year, you boldly predicted, we'll close it down here. You're laughing because you're probably so sick of hearing this.
Yeah, I know.
You're so, this is another thing that I just run into the ground. And, you know, it's my job to run these things in the ground, you know. But you predicted that you, you know, I want to win Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. And you did it. Going away. It was unbelievable. Do I hear Gold Glove ringing around in that head? Is that
for sure.
one of
That's
the goals?
That's my goal. Gold Glover, All-Star. Those are things I want to accomplish this year, you know. It's very doable for me. You know, I know I have the ability to do it. I just got to keep putting the work in no matter what. If I'm tired, it doesn't matter. I need to put the work in every day to achieve that. You know, that's why that's what I did last year. You know, work hard every game. Before every game, we'll work hard.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the time. I'm going to turn you loose. I know you got to get ready for your day.
No doubt.
I would love to be able to, in shorter form, call on you from here.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Yeah.
If we, even if we're just sitting in the dugout for 10 minutes, I would love, the fans would love it if you would graciously come
anytime
back.
For you, Jim. Anytime.
Wow. Wow. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate it. And I know the fan. I do this for the fans, so the fans do appreciate it. And you become a popular guy, and it's well-deserved, man.
Awesome.
I wish you nothing but the best,
Thank
and
you.
I hope those orchids just grow and grow and grow.
Just bloom. Yep.
Just bloom, baby.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank Jonathan, you, thank you, man. I appreciate
no
it.
No problem. Thank you. Baseball past. Share some stories.